This is The Night Show, only on TFM. Always with you.
Yo, what's up, Night Show on TFM here. You're chilling with your boy TP. And tonight, I've got a very, very exciting guest here. International DJ, actress, producer, singer, influencer, entrepreneur. She's got the look. She's also got the brains. Give it up for Miss Puyi.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Thank you for joining us today. All right. Okay. So we're just going to go for a rapid questions under 30. So basically, it's a few questions, but let's see how many can you get it under 30 seconds. A simple yes or no, this and that kind of question. All right. All right. Here we go. Miss Puyi, dancing or singing?
Dancing.
City or countryside?
City.
Stay at home or party all night?
Depends.
Okay, sleep in or work out?
Sleep in.
Okay, coffee or tea?
Tea.
Favorite color?
Pink.
Ice cream or cake?
Cake.
Would you go back to the past or would you go to the future?
To the future.
Okay, so let's straight away go into our interview today. Now, can you tell us the inspiration behind this single, Shackle?
Okay, so first of all, shout out to MIK because he's a very talented songwriter and also a singer, as you can tell. And then when I produced the demo and then I let him sing to it. I mean, he's the vibe, yeah. His voice is really nice, but crispy and husky. So that's what we kind of want, the BB Rexha style. Mm. So the name Shackle itself, I think, is pretty clear. So the concept is about breaking free, like gaining your own empowerment, you know, just being empowered by yourself and not be relying on anyone, anything, any stigma, any etc. Right?
Okay. After you release the song today, right, and after your fans listen to it, in your own opinion, what do you want your fans to feel after listening to Shackle?
I definitely want them. Okay, so it is a very progressive kind of like EDM house bedroom-ish. So definitely as you guys listen to the song, the mid chorus, the drop there, da, 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 so it's actually very hype, very empowering. Definitely this is a very hype song. It's not something like, you know, sad that you would cry. Definitely we want something like a high energy, like, yes, it give me energy. Yeah.
All right. So it's like more of an empowering high energy song there is.
Yes.
All right. Right now, we're just going to go for a quick break. Don't go anywhere because coming back, we'll talk to Miss Puyi more about her upcoming song and upcoming projects. TFM, always with you.
The Night Show, where you get the best music of all time.
Hey, what's up? The Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? You're back with me, TP, here tonight. As I introduced earlier, we've got someone that's not only got the brains, but got the looks as well. It's Miss Puyi. So just now, we talk about her latest release, Shackle. Now we want to know, will there be a possible music video coming up?
Depends. Because again, I've not been doing song for a year.
Okay.
As you can tell, I was doing movies in the past 1 year. So it's been a year and I came back. And it was also around this time I released my first song, which is Memory.
Loved it.
From Memory, Heartbreaks to right now, Shackle. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I kind of want to see what's the result like.
Ah, I understand.
Because this year alone, I'll be producing a lot of tracks. And this will not be the first and only track for the year that I went missing again. Yeah, so we kind of want to see if this track, people can relate to me and really give it. And of course, I will do it. If not, I actually have another bigger one that's coming on May that will have a music video. So this one is
like a little bit like you want to see how the response is, then you decide how we should we move on later. But at the same time, just like you gave us a lot of things at the start of the interview, you said that there will be a new song coming in May. Okay, can you tell us anything about that song?
Okay, that song would be different to Shackle and Memory.
Okay.
So as you guys can tell in many, many different interviews, I already spoke that what me and my team do, we roll out things few months prior.
Okay.
Meaning like, let's say what you guys seeing right now is probably planned by us like 2-3 months early.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're of course like moving to the next project.
Okay, so basically there's always something for fans to look forward to and you guys are always in the planning. Okay, so it's time for another quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Miss Puyi in just a very, very short while. This is TFM, always with you.
Get ready for your daily dose of fun and relaxing evening right here on TFM.
So what do you got? Nice show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's your boy TP here. Alright, so today we are talking to Miss Puyi. Recently, she just released her single Shackle. If you have haven't listened to it, go check it out, featuring NYK. Great song. We'll be playing on a station as well. Now, Miss Pui, you have produced and sang your song Memory before, and now you're producing this track for NYK. So we just want to know, will we be able to get to hear more of Miss Pui singing in the future? Because we love your vocals. So is that going to happen?
Yes, yes. Mm. And of course, it's going to be somewhere else.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Love this.
So hopefully when my third song, Hot Song, is out, you guys not just get to hear my voice finally again. Okay. And then another one is that you guys, I actually want to relate to some of the Malaysian elements in it already. Because right now I start producing tune, so there's so many instruments to play with. And obviously, as you guys know, Malaysia is very rare and exotic. We actually have, you know, many different instruments that parts of the world doesn't have.
Oh, so basically, you will be experimenting different types of Malaysian instruments into your song as well?
Yes.
Mm.
So it's like what people have in overseas, they're super big and big because mm-hmm. they have the instrument. It is true, those instruments came from them, you know? So they do sound extremely good because it came from them. But that doesn't mean we don't have ours.
Preach that. Agree. Now, you say that you have a lot of plans coming down and all those things. Can fans expect a full album though?
I feel like, okay, this year we'll be heavily on music. This is true.
Okay.
We'll be heavily on music. So we actually projected 6 songs each.
Okay.
So if I were to just release single, actually end up it will be a whole album.
So eventually there will be an album. Basically, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's either an album or it's either single that collapses into an album. It's the same thing.
Okay. So basically, fans have a lot of things that they can look forward to. All right. So right now, we'll just head into another short break. But don't go anywhere. Coming back, we're going to ask Miss Pui, which one does she like more? Singing, modeling, or acting? Very, very tough choice. Make sure to stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
You want an awesome playlist? We've got it right here on TFM.
And you're back on the next show right here on TFM. Hey, you're chilling with me, TP. Tonight, we're talking to Miss Pui. So we talked about the single, maybe upcoming album, and songs. Now, right now, we know that Miss Pui is multi-talented and all-rounder. She can sing, she can produce, she can model. So right now, I want to ask a serious question, though. Like, which route would you choose, though? You've got singing, you've got modeling, you've got producing, you've got DJing. Which one is your favorite of all?
Okay, right now, because I have four routes. I mean, apart from the entrepreneurs and the stuff. So we have the acting and the singing and producing and then modeling.
Yes, modeling.
I would say okay. One more is DJing, and then the thing I would say is like a very crazy schedule for me. I feel like 1 second here I'm meeting, another second I'll be changing to somewhere and shooting.
Right.
They are all very different rounds, and they are all very fun. I would say they are fun. But I do get a hang of DJing. I mean, like, going on tours and festivals and letting people listen to my music. I think I'm cleaning now instead a little bit.
Oh, so cleaning towards the DJ more, lah.
The DJ music producing.
How did you actually start with DJing and start making music? Can you tell us about the backstory behind everything?
Okay, so music has been something that's been around in my life. Maybe not, like, obvious, but somewhere since a young age. Because my mom, she likes to sing, and then she would bring me to karaoke competitions, and she would sing karaoke and win competitions and get trophies when I was like 5 or 6. So I'm used to seeing my mom sing on stage, basically. And then my dad, he's also a tour manager, for Sony. So he did, he's a tour manager for the Westlife. So he did concerts and all. So since young, I kind of like hear and see all this energy as well. So I kind of relate to it. And then ups and downs, I do not know how. I entered the industry at 18. So it's like ups and downs, here and there. Then here I am, basically.
Here you are doing music, doing things you love. Being a strong woman, there is. Oh, incredible. And it's time for another quick break, but don't go anywhere. Coming back, we are going to ask Miss Pui about the advice that she has gotten, the best one that she's had. So make sure to stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
We've got your favorite songs, favorite news, favorite host right here on TFM.
Welcome back to the night show on TFM. Here you're back with your boy TP and Miss Pui. Tonight we talked about so much. We are almost at the end of the chat. So now we want to ask good advice from Miss Pui, right? You've been in the industry for a fair share of years. You've had your ups and downs. You've done so much singing, modeling, everything. What would be the best advice that you can give out to those that are still trying to go after their dreams, chasing after dreams and to make the dreams come true.
You have to be focused and you have to understand that during that years of grinding, you might not able to have as much fun. You know, back in my college days, I wasn't having much fun.
Oh.
I mean, it's not fun. It's not like partying Saturday, Sunday with friends.
It's all there's, lie. There's it's no, all lie.
It's all life. There's no... You basically have to work. You work really hard.
Mm.
And I'm not sure when you're going to succeed. But you have to be nice to everyone. Mm. Hopefully, just someday, suddenly, someone give you a chance out of kindness. Because I think we have got to also a certain age of maturity that we understand. Like, nothing comes for free. So, if you want someone to help you out of a courtesy of kindness, you have to give back, basically.
True, yeah. true. You have to work yourself to that part for people to give you that chance as well. I think that yeah. those are very, very good advice. Now, finally, any words do you want to say to your fans out there?
Okay, so... Hey guys, I was on and off last year and here I am. I'm very active this year. So hopefully I get to bore you with more projects and more things to come. And let me show you that finally there's actually to open my doors to a very intimate side of me, which is a very creative side of me.
Ooh.
I'm a very creative and outspoken person, but I just choose to hide it for the last few years.
All right, then. Then on behalf of everyone, we are very excited for your upcoming projects, songs, everything, including movies as well. Very exciting for your future. And we can't wait to see more of another side of Miss Pui. Woo!
Yay.
All right, bye. Thank you.
Bye.
And for the rest of you, thank you so much for tuning in. That's the end for the show for tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed it. More of your favorite songs are also playing up next, so you can stay tuned for the show. And I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, right here on CFM. And last but not least, also want to say Selamat Hari Raya Aidilfitri. Maaf Zahir dan Batin. TFM always with you. Peace of mind is underrated, and I'm too tired to fake it. I can't see the truth behind imaginary blinds. Should we try to look inside it? Maybe we could find a trace of warmth against the face. But I don't wanna live. If there's nothing left to me, I'm letting go of my secrets. I'm running free in the field. And if you're with me, then this matter's just too easy. I'm gonna rise above these feelings, and they're no longer gonna shackle me.